Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Mel Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our Money in the Bank 2022 predictions special. That's right. Usually one of the most intriguing pay-per-views of the year is going down this Saturday. We're going to be doing our live reactions to it over at twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. In the meantime, be sure to give this video a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, notify bell. Of course, we're going to be big red. Hey, for once, there we don't have to look over Larson's shoulder.
Just sit there now.
For this dang thing, I know there's a big old spot with like a bunch of dust around it.
Yeah, there's dust.
Yeah, I know. Like
A circle of dust where Big Red used to be.
So I was able to pry it out of your hands after 4 months. Big Red's on the line for three events this month.
Two of them this
Money in the Bank. I know. Yeah. This weekend's a big weekend. Impact.
Big
and
weekend,
then, of course, and then SummerSlam, which is like literally, I think, like the last day of the month,
it's the 30th,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we're kicking things off with Impact on Friday, which we're going to be doing our live reactions to later on today, I guess. And then tomorrow, of course, Money in the Bank. Not a lot of matches on the card right now. That might change as of SmackDown, and we will sort of adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
Heading into it, if there's like a match announced right before we go live, chances are we won't worry about that. For right now, for the purposes of the video, just give you guys an idea of what we're thinking heading into Money in the Bank.
Unofficial.
We're going to talk about the matches that have been announced already. And yeah, like you just said, these are our unofficial predictions for as far as the Big Red thing is concerned.
Yeah. We'll lock them in during the show itself. So before we get to our individual picks, we use confidence points here at Going in Raw. So this is how that works. So for example, there's six announced matches here for Money in the Bank. The match you're most confident in, you give 6 points. The match you're least confident in, you give one, so on, until each match has a unique confidence point value. You get your pick right, you get those points, whereas most points of the month gets Big Red.
That's right. Absolutely. So let's kick things off. Chances are, if the pattern holds from last year, and it just sort of makes sense, the Women's Money in the Bank match will probably open the card, given that there are two possible cash-in opportunities after that, with both SmackDown and Raw women's titles on the line. Of course, Roman's not going to be there, or at least he doesn't have a match. He's probably actually not going to be there. And so men's Money in the Bank, probably going to main event the show.
I would think so.
So let's talk about Women's Money in the Bank. Larson, where are you going here? What's your head thinking?
Once Becky won that last chance match to get into the Money in the Bank ladder match, she was my pick. There's really not anybody else in the field for the women's ladder match that has a really strong case, stronger case than Becky to win. There's really not. She's got the story going into this. No one else has as prominent of a story as Becky does. I could see her winning this, trying to cash in at SummerSlam. I know it's been suggested to us before. Try to cash in on Bianca at SummerSlam, only to lose in 25 seconds. So I got Becky. I got two confidence points, but I'm pretty sure Becky's going to win.
Enforcer, what say you?
Well, I really thought the intrigue would be if she would actually make this match. And now that she did, much like you said, Larson, I don't see a path for the other competitors if they were to win it. Got to do some really creative booking when, if you pick Becky, basically it's just written for you, just like because the strength of her character. I got a little more confidence in the fact that Becky's going to do this. I've actually rocking with four preliminarily. I've got four on Becky right now.
So just to play, I'll probably also have Becky with two confidence points just to sort of try to come up with some other alternative there. It's possible, given that Becky will have, you know, she'll face failure and then she'll claw back up and she'll face failure again. She'll claw back up. I guess it's possible that this situation, so she doesn't get that momentum, they could have Asuka win this. And then sometime in the near future, between now, maybe even in SummerSlam, because I like that scenario, maybe Becky's able to goad Asuka into putting up Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. Becky wins it and then does the SummerSlam thing, maybe to throw us off, maybe so that Becky doesn't get a big Money in the Bank win, to sort of continue her story if she keeps on failing.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility I could see. Literally, I don't see a road for anybody else. I mean, if Liv Morgan ends up holding the briefcase, I'll be genuinely confused. I'm like, okay, this is somebody like maybe if Liv Morgan, it's like, okay, maybe they don't know what they want to do with the briefcase, which is possible as well. Mm-hmm. And they just want to put it on somebody who's been doing good work lately. And maybe they see over the next year, they can develop into somebody who can cash in Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. That's a possibility as well. But for the purpose of this, yeah, right now I'm looking at Becky with two confidence points.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. There could also that, I'm sorry, when you were talking about Asuka having that, this just popped in my mind. You could run it back. If Asuka were to win it, Becky says, well, when you won it the last time, I gave you the belt.
Yeah.
Do me a solid. Let's fight over this thing for the actual belt.
Yeah, that's good.
That's, that's a possibility.
That could be something, yeah.
Asuka's beat, most recently, she beat Becky Lynch clean. So that's a possibility as well. So there are, I mean, there are some, but it kind of feels like this is Becky's to lose.
It does feel that way. Yeah. It does feel that way. Next, we got the Unified Tag Titles Champions, the Usos, taking on the Street Profits Enforcer. Who do you got?
I believe you guys had said in one of the shows, I think the Raw preview, you said that as goes Roman, so go the Usos. If Roman's got the belts, Usos probably going to hold on to this belt. Love the Street Profits, but I think we've run the course here with it. I've got Usos with three retaining their Unified Tag Titles.
I also have the Usos. However, I have six confidence points on them. I don't think there's any situation in which the Street Profits win these titles at all. I think they've been built up really nice. I think Montez Ford just got a win over Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sort of their thing. I mean, could they do something on SmackDown? I guess it's possible, but I don't see the point of it. Yeah, I got Usos. This is where all my confidence points are going to go at this point.
I got Usos with four. Street Profits have pretty much won everything in this feud, which leads me to believe the Usos are going to win the title match. Same thing happened with RK-Bro recently over the summer, where it seemed like Riddle and Orton were winning everything except the title match. So yeah, Usos, four confidence points.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Next, Raw Women's Championship match. Bianca Belair taking on Carmella. Steve, who do you got?
I got Bianca Belair. I'll be honest with you, now that I'm looking at that, this might be my sixth. There's three matches here that could be six confidence points. It's Bianca, it's the Usos, and it's Ronda Rousey. Bianca Belair with, I guess, five confidence points on this one. She ain't losing that title. That's not happening. No, Bianca Belair wins this.
Yeah, I got Bianca with five. I didn't put six just on the off chance that Becky decides to try to cash in night of.
There could be a cash. The only reason I put so much on the Usos and the Street Profits is because there's two matches that could have cash-ins that could lead to title changes. The one that's not possible with the Usos versus Street Profits, watch, I say that and ends up in like a double count out or a
contest. Or they get a brawl beforehand happen.
Yeah, that could be as well. I'm going with Bianca as well with my five. I appreciate the work that Carmella does, but in this situation, Bianca is retaining that belt, moving on to the big SummerSlam, and we're going to see where that goes. But five on Bianca.
Next, for the U.S. title, Theory taking on Bobby Lashley. Lashley got the upper hand on Raw. That means Theory is retaining. I have three confidence points on Theory retaining that U.S. title. And maybe we'll see if he faces John Cena at SummerSlam or not. Maybe it'll happen at Mania. I don't know. Austin Theory 3.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Me? Yeah.
Because I think, it's a good conversation piece here. Because I also have three on Theory versus Bobby Lashley, but I don't have six or five or four, even though two of those matches that I do have those on are cash-inable matches.
Yeah.
I have only three on this because I've bet against Bobby Lashley before. They might think that Austin Theory is not what they want him to be right
entirely
now.
Entirely possible.
Could still have Lashley win this, which is why I have the same. I only have three on this.
Yeah, that's the reason why it's only three confidence points, because even though the stand tall math looked like it was firmly in Theory's favor going into Money the Bank, same time, Lashley's really getting the fans behind him. He's super over.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible that we get a title change here. It is possible.
Yeah,
that is true. I mean, you can count me as the third person here. I think Theory's going to win, but I got low confidence. I got two on this one.
Wow.
Just for what you say, I mean, there is no main. The main title is the U.S. champ. You look at Lashley. You put a belt on that dude. You know, he could run that mid-card division.
Yeah.
Theory, if he's going up against Cena, does he really need the U.S. title to go up against him, you know? And then that could lead for a U.S. title run for Lashley. That's why I've only got Theory with two. If Bobby wins this, I'd be pleasantly surprised and happy about it.
Yeah, I would be too. I would be too.
Yeah.
Next, for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey taking on Natalya Enforcer. Who do you got?
This one here is what I'm feeling is the Enforcer lock of the night here. This is Rousey with six here. I don't think even if there is a Women in the Bank winner that is from SmackDown, I don't think they're going to cash in on Ronda and be a part of a triple threat for this one. Rousey with six all day.
Yeah, I've also got Ronda Rousey. I don't think, if anything, maybe like we might get like some... Look, I guess it's possible that we'd get a surprise entrance somehow, some way in Women's Money in the Bank if somebody got taken out of it somehow. And that could be Bailey
or Charlotte.
And maybe, or Charlotte.
Yeah.
And that person then may confront Ronda Rousey at the end of the show. I mean, I don't know, man. It's Money in the Bank. They're trying to load up everything with the biggest buzzable moments. But then in the commercial, they said you can cash in at WrestleMania. So maybe they're aiming for that to be the cash in place. But yeah, regardless, I don't see it going to a three-way. Ronda Rousey beats Natalya here. I got four confidence points on that.
I got Ronda with six. She's not losing to Natalya. Nope.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Men's Money in the Bank match. Of course, there's seven announced participants. There is a TBD, a TBA, a mystery competitor here. So we'll start with Steve. Steve, who do you got, and is it Cody?
As much as I would love to say it's Cody... As much as I would love that story, and I want to see it play out, which is why I've got one confidence point on this. Smart money's on Seth Rollins. He just ate three losses to Cody. I think the Cody story writes itself, but then again, I got to take my own shit out of it because sometimes I get too deep into my own shit. You just say, I'm not seeing clearly. Seth Rollins and Becky are going to be the power couple coming out with the briefcases. Yeah. That's sort of where I got with this. So I've got Seth Rollins with one confidence point.
I'm kind of waffling between Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre. If you want a more long-term story and you want the specter of what he's already done with that briefcase to kind of loom for the rest of the year going into next year's WrestleMania, yeah, you put that on Seth. If you just want to really quickly and easily motivate a match, a clash at the castle, you have Drew in it. He gets that moment, loses to Roman at Clash at the Castle, and then we just move on with our wrestling gear. But the thing is, I guess, about that is if Becky kind of does something comparable at SummerSlam, but, you know, does a surprise cash and Bianca loses, you run into the issue of Money in the Bank year after year, especially after the last couple of years, not having the drama and sense of importance that it's had historically. And I don't know if they want to kind of have that happen after a couple of years where it hasn't really worked out exactly well. So right now I'll say Drew, but I could easily say Seth. Depends what happens on SmackDown.
Another thing about Drew too, because Drew's a good pick, is he's got Sheamus right there, and he can feud for the briefcase in the interim between now and Clash, which is like, what, 2.5 months away or
yeah,
2 months away, I guess?
Liberty weekend, yeah.
I forget. Yeah, it's the beginning of September.
Yeah.
So you've got people he can feud with over the briefcase. I do think that, like, to your point of the drama of it, I think Becky cashing in at SummerSlam and losing is a big enough moment. Even though it's a loss, it's a big moment that solidifies the other person, Bianca Belair, if that's the way they're going to go. So if they did two losses with Money in the Bank, I don't think it'd be that big of a deal. I don't know if they're going to do that, though. So, yeah, you're right. You might need a win, yeah.
Another thing to consider with Seth, too, is Riddle calling him out several weeks ago. They might use this match to set up a Seth and Riddle feud for the summer. Again, a lot's going to depend on how things play out on the Go Hope SmackDown tonight, I guess. So,
what do you say, Enforcer? Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now, as my board sits, it says Rollins with one, but I think that is ultimately the safest bet you can do, because, like you said, this dude had the biggest cash in. He's basically New Edge. He does neat things. Okay, he does the cool stuff that everyone does. He's got that briefcase. He can trick out that briefcase to match his suits.
That's true.
He can make that thing. He can do all of this stuff here, right?
Yeah,
but you could also go, hey, Cody was penciled in from the beginning for a WrestleMania to carry this thing. They showed him on Raw. He didn't look that bad. If KO and Ezekiel end up with an empty spot, this Rollins is getting etched out, and Seth is going right in there. Or I'm sorry, Cody's going right in there, because I could totally see homie sitting there and just like, I'm going to come back and I got my shot right here.
If there is any hint on SmackDown that there's going to be an open spot, Cody's winning that.
Yeah.
Totally happening. So we'll keep an eye on for SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for our.
We got one other aspect of Money in the Bank, of course, is that we have separate picks for our Money in the Bank briefcase, where we have confidence points value in there. You win the briefcase, and then whenever you want to cash it in, Steve will pull a number out. That's how many confidence points value it's worth, including the number zero. Yep. It could be worth nothing. You get to add that to your score. And if you think it'll help you win predictions for the month, I think we're going to do like a snake draft at the beginning of the show.
Okay, still there. Look at that.
All the numbers are still there. That's great. At the beginning
three.
Of the show. Oh, three would be great.
Three would be great. How much did you win a Big Red by last month?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, because we had to
throw Hail Mary.
That doesn't really – yeah, that doesn't indicate much, because at the end you have to go in a different direction.
You do.
Yeah, but like 3 points going into it would have changed your position.
Oh, huge.
Massively. Massively.
So that 3 points could change the way you're setting up your board for
the
last show.
Exactly.
Sure.
So I think we're going to do snake draft if everybody's cool with that, or we can just draw the order randomly. I don't care. Either way is fine.
So this is my proposal. I texted Larson. I don't think I told Enforcer. Mm-hmm. I think that it'd be cool to do draft style, given that Enforcer, you had the least number of points last month. You would pick first. Larson came in second. He would pick next. And then I would pick. And then I'd pick the next one also.
Right.
And
then
it'd be so like that. So forth. Yeah.
I think that's based on, I feel like
that's a snake. Yeah.
Yeah. Snake
I
draft.
Like
yeah.
it. It is based on a snake. I feel like doing it that way, more related to our standings last month, just gives it a little bit more validity as opposed to just some random ass shit where it's like, oh, great, Enforcer, he's got, you know, fucking Amos and I don't know.
Because last year, Enforcer, you were doing all your picks out of the hat.
I was doing all of them out of a hat, yes.
And so last year, we each picked our primary, and then randomly, we picked our secondary picks to make sure that someone would actually, you know, win the briefcase.
Someone would get a briefcase for sure. Yeah, I'm looking forward to our busy weekend of streaming. Hopefully, we will be entertaining for all of you friendos out there for sure.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Take a look at one of these other videos here. We will see you there.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.